Chapter 2 Lan Xichun waited outside the cloud recesses, Xue Yue placed on his lap. His home was in an uproar. The stories of what had happened in Lan Ling had come fast, chilling the bone, and while they were still trying to decide if they believed it, news came that the Nie army, now swollen with cultivators desperate to use martial valor to escape destruction, was heading in the direction of Gusu. Lan Xichun had asked his uncle and brother to arrange the evacuation of both people and books, as many as possible. They, at least, had some practice after what had happened with the Wen sect. And sadly, for all of Lan Wangji's strenuous effort, there were also fewer books to think of. As for himself, he went to the small clearing down the mountain, where visitors always arrived, especially those from Qinghe. And there he sat and waited. Lan Xichun's cultivation was extremely high. He did not flatter himself in thinking that in the cultivation world, the number of people who could rival him could be counted on one hand. Nie Mingtui was the same. If Nie Mingtui came, no, Lan Xichun should not cloud his mind with illusions. The Nie sect's army was on its way. The question was not if Nie Mingtui was coming, it was when, and what would happen once he arrived. If they would fight, and if they did, who would win and what would happen next? Lan Xichun still found the entire thing hard to believe, that Nie Mingtui would do such a terrible thing, that he would kill so many people without warning or declaration, without giving them a fair chance to fight back. It went against everything he knew of the man. Nie Mingtui was not only his sworn brother, but his friend of many years. For the entire time he had known him, Nie Mingtui had always been well-meaning and well-intentioned, upright and righteous, even sometimes too strict with it, unwilling to give allowances for weakness. He'd always wanted to do the right thing, even when they'd met as children, brought along to observe the sect leaders' talks during the discussion conferences, and bonding over the boredom of it. He had always thought first of what he should do, of what was right, both for himself and for his younger brother. They'd bonded over that, too. Lan Xichun had Wangji, and Nie Mingtui had Huaisang. He didn't have Huaisang any longer. That didn't seem real either. Little Huaisang, with his fans and his laziness, his curving eyes as he smiled and the coquettish way he whined about the burden of having to practice his saber. Gone, now. Gone forever. Lan Xichun might have understood it if he'd died during the war. But to have it happen now, when they were meant to be at peace? He still had the first letter he'd received, informing him of the tragedy. It was in Jing Guangyao's handwriting, each line thick with devastation. An accident, he'd said. Nie Huaisang had gotten lost on a night hunt, ended up somewhere dangerous, an area that unexpectedly contained fearsome creatures that no one had expected to be there, and with his low cultivation... Jing Guangyao had blamed himself for not keeping a closer watch on him, for having allowed him to come along, for all of it, even though it seemed quite clear from the letter that he could not truly be held accountable. You must tell me how I can break this news to Daga, Jing Guangyao had written. You do not know how it pains me to think of what this will do to him. He will blame me, as I blame myself. I would not mind it even if he beat me. It would help assuage the pain I feel at what has come to pass on my watch. But you know that Daga has always been suspicious of me beyond all reason, and there are those who ascribe malice to all of my actions. How can I convince him that this result was not something I desired? Lan Xichun's first instinct had been to volunteer to break the news to Nie Mingtui himself. It would be painful, seeing his friend's heart break. He'd seen so many hearts break during the war. His own, not the least of all, at hearing of his father's death. There were widows and widowers, children losing their parents before their time, and white-haired parents burying their black-haired children. Brothers and sisters all. This would have been the worst of the lot. But surely it would be better coming from him than any other. Surely he would be able to calm Nie Mingtui and offer comfort to his grief. Yes, better it be him than yet another pointless fight between his two sworn brothers. There was a draft letter on his desk, half written, that told Jing Guangyao to wait for him, that he would come, that he would stand by his side so that he wouldn't have to explain it alone. He never had a chance to finish it. Who knew how he'd found out, but Nie Mingtui had come to Lan Ling to collect his brother's body the very next day. He hadn't said anything, ignoring greetings and condolences alike, disregarding all offers for him to rest or eat something to recover his strength. He merely picked up Nie Huaisang's corpse from the coffin it had been tentatively laid to rest in, and walked right back out again. One report claimed that he hadn't said a word the whole time. Perhaps there had been another letter, half-written just like his own, on Jing Guangyao's desk, laying out his worry at Nie Mingtui's unusual silence, expressing concern for Nie Mingtui's health, especially given his temperament, which had lately been worsening, and asking for advice. Lan Xichun would never know now. Jing Guangyao's desk at Lan Ling was very likely ashes, along with any letter that it might have contained. Jing Guangyao himself, too, was likely. There was a disturbance in the air, and Lan Xichun raised his head. A single figure approached, the familiar shape unmistakable. Alone. Lan Xichun's fingers tightened for a moment, and then released. Lan Xichun waited until Nie Mingtui had jumped down from his saber, Ba Xia obediently returning to his back. His back, not his hand, which he supposed was a good sign, just as coming without his army was a good sign. It meant that there was still room to talk. Nie Mingtui didn't do anything after that, though. He did not greet Lan Xichun at all. A minor breach of etiquette that Lan Xichun would have been amused by if he hadn't heard of far worse breaches by Nie Mingtui lately. Not merely of etiquette, but of even basic morality, of righteousness itself, of the laws of war that Nie Mingtui had once valued so highly. Eventually, the silence became too much, and so Lan Xichun spoke first.
"You took longer to come here than I expected."
The stories said that anyone who could have had anything to do with Nie Huaisang's death was being hunted. Anyone who benefited, anyone who stood by and did nothing, anyone related in any way at all. Most certainly anyone who was involved in setting it up. By that standard, Nie Mingtui should have come here much faster. After all, it had been Lan Xichun who had urged Nie Huaisang to visit Lan Ling, knowing that Jing Guangyao wanted to see him, knowing, too, that his sworn brother hoped to use his kindness towards the little brother as a means of appeasing the elder. It was he who had convinced Nie Mingtui to allow the visit, he who paved the path that had led to Nie Huaisang's dead end. If Nie Huaisang had truly been murdered, and Jing Guangyao, in fact, the culprit, the way the stories said, the stories that must be wrong, then the very next one to blame would be Lan Xichun himself.
"We were friends,"
Nie Mingtui said, and Lan Xichun winced involuntarily at the inclusion of the word that meant that it was something that had been in the past and was no longer. Nie Mingtui wasn't angry in the way Lan Xichun would have found familiar. rage that consumed him, yelling and harsh gestures, even breaking things around him. His voice was heavy as stone and just as indifferent. And looking into his eyes, if Lan Zichen couldn't sense his friend's overwhelming young energy, same as it ever was, he might have thought that it was Nie Mingjue who had died instead of Nie Huaisang.
"How sure are you?"
Lan Zichen said, rather than deal with that. With what that meant. With the suggestion that Nie Mingjue would have preferred to spare him for their past friendship, but that in the end he had decided he couldn't. With the suggestion that it was, in fact, still Nie Mingjue underneath there. The old, familiar one, who argued long and loud that principle should be the most important thing, more than friendship, more than mercy, more than anything, except maybe the overriding principles of filial duty and familial responsibility. It wasn't some demon who had grown out of a broken heart, some possession or afflicted temperament. It wasn't even a chi deviation that twisted a good man's character into something else. It was Nie Mingjue, who had once been his friend.
"How sure are you that it was him that caused it?"
he asked again. It was pointless to argue in Jing Guangyao's defense one final time. Futile. His friend was dead as Nie Huaisang was. But perhaps it could help him rescue his friend from his madness, or rescue Lan Zichen and his sect from the man's blade. Nie Mingjue's paranoia had been worsening recently, along with his temperament. But Lan Zichen had never dreamed it would end up like this.
That it was intentional, malicious. They say you never asked for an explanation, so how can you be certain that...
I am sure... Nie Mingjue said. There can be no doubt. Men lie, sabers don't.
Lan Zichen frowned. I don't understand.
Huaisang had his saber with him when he died,
Nie Mingjue said, explaining, patient, the way he was in the best of times. He didn't seem like the insane killer that had destroyed an entire sect. And it certainly didn't seem as though he were about to try to stab him with Baxia. Lan Zichen would have preferred that. He didn't know what to do with a Nie Mingjue as indifferent as the dead.
I told you long ago that the Nie sect buries sabers, not people. And I told you why.
Nie Mingjue continued.
I told you about the saber spirits, how they long to destroy evil. Huaisang was a terrible cultivator, but he's still a Nie. He still has a golden core, and his saber has a spirit, however weak, that is capable of desiring vengeance. Why would I bother asking a nest of snakes to lie to me? His saber knew what his final moments were like.
Lan Zichen shuddered, realizing what he meant.
You saw them.
I did.
You saw Huaisang die,
Lan Zichen repeated, the horror of it afresh.
Bad enough that Nie Mingjue's brother had died.
The thought of losing Lan Wangji causing an automatic burst of empathetic pain. But to think that Nie Mingjue had watched, had seen it the way he'd seen his father's final moments. No wonder the man had lost his mind and morals.
And Ayao... You saw him?
We three swore an oath not to betray each other, or give aid to anyone who did,
Nie Mingjue said.
All of us, the three of us, do you remember? Whoever did so would face 1,000 accusing fingers, be torn limb from limb. Do you remember?
I remember, Lan Zichen said.
I am here.
Nie Mingjue said, and his tone was still indifferent, still like stone,
in fulfillment of that oath.
Lan Zichen's fingers tightened around Shouyue.
You blame me.
Nie Mingjue did not respond, but then he didn't need to. It was Lan Xichun who insisted, time and time again, that Jing Guangyao be trusted. It was he who had arranged the entire outing. It had been his idea. A Jing Guangyao's suggestion, yes, but he had accepted the idea and presented it as his own. He had done it because he'd known Nie Mingtui would have refused if it had come from Jing Guangyao directly. Jing Guangyao had known it too. Had he, on purpose? No, surely not. The Ayao he'd known would never have done that. But this wasn't merely paranoia or dislike, the way he'd thought it would be based on Jing Guangyao's fears in his letter. No, Nie Mingtui claimed to have seen it, and whatever he had seen, it had given him the certainty he required to take his saber to the entire Jin sect, man and woman alike, in a night attack of the sort he'd refused to wage even against the Wens, who he hated. A vicious attack, like a dog that had lost all reason. Lan Xichun didn't know what to believe. "I understand your grief," Lan Xichun said, and he did. If it had been Wangji, did you have to kill them all?
"Kill the chicken to warn the monkey,"
Nie Mingtui said simply.
"No sect will ever style themselves as the inheritor of the Wens, whether in power or in willingness to sacrifice those they see as unnecessary as a matter of politics."
"And my sect? Let us say that I would acknowledge my guilt and set down my sword. Must they share my fate?"
"If I had not trusted in the reputation of the Lan sect, would I have believed you and let my enemy through the gates? Would Hoi Sung be dead now if not for the renowned truthfulness of the Lan sect?"
Lan Xichun closed his eyes. "If you will not spare my sect, I cannot set down my sword."
"I'm sorry, Xichun. You had to learn one day that there are things for which an apology is not enough."
Nie Mingtui looks genuinely sad by it all. That was the worst of it. It would hurt him to fight Lan Xichun, to kill him. It would stain his soul to kill his sect, who he'd loved almost like a second home. Still, it was not a surprise. Lan Xichun knew his friend too well. From the moment Nie Mingtui had decided to cast off his righteousness, to lift his saber in revenge, he would never have spared himself the consequences of that decision. That one of the men he'd have to kill would be his own friend, that he would be the one who burned down Cloud Recesses this time. The massacre at the Jin sect was an atrocity, but one that could be understood. The rest of it? Even Nie Mingtui would never forgive himself for what he was about to do here. He would do it, regardless, because he believed it had to be done. And when the work was done, Nie Huaisang avenged in a world filled with blood, Basia's last victim would very likely be Nie Mingtui himself. Lan Xichun didn't want to see that. He didn't know how to stop it, either. He exhaled, hard, and stood up, unsheathing Shouyue. "Then we fight."
"Yes,"
Nie Mingtui said, and Basia came to his hand. The steel seemed to glow red as if anticipating the blood it would soon draw. Basia only did that in the presence of evil. It seemed Nie Mingtui's saber agreed with the man's assessment of the situation. Lan Xichun had been judged guilty and sentenced accordingly.
"We fight."